you beautiful as always. One of the lessons that every aspect of life in this universe teaches us is that we must lose before we can win. There is a giving up of something before the prize is won. For when we lose what we need to lose, winning becomes a beautiful and a wholesome experience. Bitter defeat is transformed into sweet victory when we lose adverse ways and apply certain winning principles to our lives. Back in the day when the old New York Mets began to play baseball, they were the most consistent losers in baseball history. But the Mets fans continued to jam the stadiums, and they kept on cheering. They supported the Mets as though they were playing in a World Series, even though the team played in a constant loss column. The lowly Mets had won some kind of victory as a charismatic drawing card before they actually won games and a pennant. A basketball team in a small high school lost every game for about 5 years, but the boys kept on playing because they loved to play. They won something in the art of sportsmanship and fun for which trophies were not given. And the team loved it, explained the coach. A loser is remembered because the universal nature of life strives to bring him eventual victory. By using the principles of spiritual power in life, we find that victory is always in the making. There is something spiritually winning about apparently losing. The higher life teaches us that losing is the road to winning. A divine life principle teaches us to release the grip we have upon the things of the earth. We need to let go of what we hold on to so tightly, so jealously, and so selfishly in our hands. We need to lose our little self in order to gain the greater self. We need to clean house. This is the heart of living. Worthwhile loss becomes beautiful, and worthwhile gain. A kind of creative losing results in creative winning. And this happens before our eyes in beautiful and abundant multiplicity every spring, and it touches our poetic senses and enlivens our aesthetic moods. We drop the seemingly brown seeds into the ground and we cover them with moist, rich, black soil. And then we do not worry that they will never be found again. We do not wonder if we will ever see them again. No, we don't worry. On the contrary, we keep glorious expectation. We are faith-filled and anxious to see them grow. Instead of losing the idea of growth and spring, we let go of worry and fear and sorrow. We wait knowingly, expectantly. The seeds grow in the silent, pregnant soil, and having died apparently, giving themselves away, they rise victoriously as fresh green stems with sturdy leaves and brilliant, colorful flowers looking to the light of life. The seeds seem to lose themselves in the soil, but the part that wants to live, the portion that needs to do what was meant to do, it becomes a living plant with a bud that opens into a lovely full blossom. One of the most contrary to common sense truths in the universe is the need to lose before winning. There is a need for letting go and or giving up certain obstacles before gain and winning are even possible. Jesus explained these truths with the analogy, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Consider for a moment the supreme and powerful example of Jesus' personal demonstration. There are those who wish that he would have continued living as a man, as a teacher and as a healer upon the earth, for he accomplished so much good. But just as he taught concerning the life of the seed, he gave himself away lovingly to others. He forgot himself. He lost himself in his work of healing and uplifting, in moving mountains within the lives of those who came to him and received his message. He was to make the finest and the greatest demonstration for all of humankind. He lost himself completely and found a more glorious being. Speaking of himself, Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." As he said, the earthly temple of himself was torn down. It was crucified, but a new imperishable temple was built in 3 days. He suffered, but he overcame that suffering. He died, but he was resurrected into a higher expression of life. He took off an old body, and he put on a new spiritual one. He was buried in a tomb, but the tomb did not hold him in its dark prison. A stone was rolled in front of the tomb, but the stone became a stepping stone and a cornerstone of his new way of life. He fell in a kind of earthly battle, but he arose in heavenly victory. He lost, yet he won. The life of Jesus, his teaching, his healing principles, crucifixion, and his resurrection keep on saying, "The things I do, you can do also." You may lose the lesser and win the greater victory every moment of your earthly life if you will only let go of the concerns of yourself. Let go of your tightened hold on the worldly things and carry in the palm of your hand the spiritual things of life. Possess your possessions, but do not let them possess you. Direct them, but do not let them lead you around. Do not depend upon them. Rather, depend upon the gifts of our Father's peace, grace, and love. Let these things be the things that sustain you. In other words, the Master of Living teaches, don't be anxious about the stock market today or tomorrow. Stop being uptight about taxes and interest and inflation in the housing market. And who's the president? Why do you dodge the man who has fallen and who needs your help as you hurry to meet a very important appointment of personal interest? Why do you feel that someone else may take over your position? Why do you worry? Why be angered over what someone says about you? There is only one single requirement necessary to be a winner. Let go of all the obstacles that life has put in your path so that you can lie in the path of winning. These things may be fear, jealousy, anxiety, anger, resentment, hatred, or anything else that may be an obstacle making its home in your consciousness. Lose yourself in love, the love of God, and you will find your true, brilliant, and beautiful self. In order for light to shine, be it a star, a comet, an electric light bulb, or a candle, there must be a constant giving of energy. Therefore, lose selfishness and gain generosity. Lose discord among neighbors and gain friendship. Lose fear and gain trust and faith. In that mirror of self-giving, you will find the real likeness and the appearance of God, the thing that He wants you to be. You will find and become the person that you want to be. If any of you want to be my followers, Jesus said, you must put aside your own pleasures and shoulder your cross and follow me closely. If you insist on saving your life, you will lose it. Only those who throw away their lives for my sake and for the sake of God's good news will ever know what it means to truly live. And how does a man benefit if he gains the whole world and loses his soul in the process? The Old Testament There was something about Abraham who took God at his word when he was told to go into the new land, and later when he chose the less valuable, allowing Lot to take the well-watered and the fertile valley of the Jordan. There was something winning about the way Matthew, the tax collector, left his lucrative but dishonest business behind and took up a new career with a master. Matthew left behind a number of selfish attitudes, an unhappy existence, but he won a new happiness and a new worthwhileness, and in it all, he won a new life. There was something about Peter and his brothers who left their nets on the shores of the Galilee to follow Jesus in his ministry of love. When we lose ourselves in worthwhile ways of life for the sake of others, we become spiritual winners. We find ourselves in a new and beautiful resurrected usefulness that we never knew before. Yet, if we refuse to give and share ourselves, our talents, and our love, we remain useless, we remain sterile, and we remain stagnant. But our spiritual self is enhanced when we give to divine human needs. A lady who was retiring from her work had many talents. She sewed, she read books, she wrote poetry, and she gardened. And she thought, I want to keep doing all of these things, so the thing to do is to give them away. She visited children's homes, the home for senior citizens, and various other places where her talents and her abilities were spent on behalf of others who need the beauty and the glow of her gifts, of her inner self. A young man became a millionaire overnight without apparently losing anything. Yet in order to succeed, he did let go of fear and doubt and worry. He lost these attitudes in order to win the greater prize in life. There is something winning in the Apostle Paul's suggestion to lay aside every weight and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. In all the universe, there is a constant losing that gives way to the triumph of constant winning. Losing is the springboard and the stepping stone to winning. The taste of victory is the pleasant result of having first lost the obstacles to winning. A grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die, or else it remains alone. There is something winning about losing when we allow our old self to get lost so that we may find the new person that we are in truth when we let our old ways and our old attitudes become crucified, and when we break away from the earthly tomb and arise anew in the glory of God. Paul explains that there is something resurrecting about dying. He describes the new life of spiritual resurrection as that which takes place when we remove our outer garment to put on a new spiritual garment. The resurrecting event in the life of a seed or a person is a kind of changing clothes. Perhaps Paul had observed a field of wheat from springtime to harvest and drew an analogy of a spiritual resurrection. As to how we may live again, Paul says, you will find the answer in your own garden. When you put a seed into the ground, if it doesn't grow into a plant, unless it dies first. And when the green shoot comes up out of the seed, it is very different from the seed you first planted. For all you put into the ground is a dry little seed of wheat, or whatever it is that you are planting. And then God gives it a beautiful new body, just the kind he wants it to have. A different kind of plant grows from each kind of seed. In God's wonderful, beautiful world of miracles, there is something gloriously winning about losing. This is true in every place, every aspect, and every segment of life. What we and the whole universe really wins in life is a new life, life that we have never, ever experienced before. When rising in the morning, we take a breath we have never taken before. when we gaze upon a day in God's world we have never experienced before. We have an opportunity to do what we have never done before, to see how it really works. Go out and look at a garden. See something of yourself in the blade of grass, among the vegetables, in the roses, in the field of flowers. Think of the living person of Jesus Christ, who dies in an earthly way, but gained a new body and a new life. You are a flower of God growing in his garden of life, in his likeness and after his image. Right now, at this very moment, you are losing your old self by letting go of the old and the past. You are winning right now a new self, and you are becoming a new person. For within the universe of your personal being, there is something wonderful, there is something beautiful, and there is something miraculously winning about losing. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your chair. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either on your lap or at your side. And just take a moment to relax and be still. Quiet your mind. Let go of everything that might be harboring in there. And go and have a peaceful thought. No worrisome thoughts. No anger, no resentment, no jealousy. Just be still. Be still and feel the love that God has for you. Go within to the center of your being. Our Father waits there with love and with guidance. The world in which you are now living is one where winning at everything is our Lord and our Master. You have made the material trappings of the world most important. They are your idols and your little gods. You think that you possess them, but really you don't. They possess you. Their grasp is tight. And you and they hold on to each other as if life depended on it. These things that you cherish and hold close to your heart are not your treasures. They are but distractions that keep you from the real treasures that are already yours. Let these worldly trappings go. Don't hold on to them so tight. Open your hands and your arms. And let them go, for it is with open hands and open arms and an open heart that you are ready to receive your lasting treasures. Don't be afraid to lose what you have on earth, because my kingdom awaits you. It is filled with every good and beautiful thing that you could ever need or want. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Take a leap. Let go. Lose your little life, so that I can give you life everlasting. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious and loving unto you, and he lifts your consciousness, and he gives you his kingdom. Amen.